You're listening to SBS News.
Every summer holidays, Ben Pettengill and his family and friends head down to Mallacoota, a small town on Victoria's east coast. But last year's visit turned into a nightmare when a huge bushfire hit, causing the sky to turn an apocalyptic shade of red and attracting concern from across the world. Things were made even harder by the fact Mr. Pettengill lost 98% of his vision a decade ago because of a genetic condition. He and his family headed out in a boat onto the lake until conditions eased.
We spent probably 3 to 4 hours in pitch black darkness as the smoke filled the sky, and there was gale force winds. We had to have our heads wrapped in towels and hoodies and glasses to keep clear of the smoke as much as we could, and literally wait it out, which was very, very scary.
After conditions eased and military help arrived to Mallacoota, Mr. Pettengill was deemed by the Navy to be unfit for evacuation by boat due to concerns he may not be able to use ladders or ropes in the event of another emergency. Instead, he and his family would be flown out of Mallacoota, still smoky and without power, 6 days later. Throughout the experience, he says it was frustrating having to rely on other people's interpretations of emergency information that was relayed visually, such as the location of evacuation points and the direction the fire was travelling.
The Australian Defence Force, the police, the fireys, everybody there, all the emergency services were absolutely fantastic. Cannot fault them. However, I felt like people who could see there and who could take information through a whole range of different channels had access to a lot more information than I did.
Experiences like Mr. Pettengill's have led to a call from Vision Australia for a dedicated emergency hotline for people who are blind or low vision. The non-profit surveyed clients in the wake of the bushfires and found 35% couldn't access the information they required to effectively manage themselves, and 90% believed a hotline would have benefited them greatly. The Department of Social Services set up a coronavirus hotline for people with disability this year, and Vision Australia spokesman Chris Edwards says a similar scheme for other emergency situations would be helpful as well.
So what a hotline will do is, you know, people that have got concerns, they can contact, have somebody that understands the types of issues that they might be facing and the access to information, and be able to guide them and to be able to support them in a better way.
Mr. Pettengill says a hotline would be very helpful to someone with low vision in a situation like he found himself in last summer.
I think it'll be massively helpful. For me in Mallacoota, I was fortunate that I was there with my wife and my family, and if I hadn't have been, the stress levels would have been much higher. I was literally handcuffed to just going off secondhand information and other people's interpretations of what they were seeing.
Research shows people with disability are disproportionately at risk and overlooked in times of disaster. The Bushfire Royal Commission, which handed down its report in October, also called for a national standard for information and an alert system that takes better account of people with disability. Some submissions to the Royal Commission also expressed concern that some evacuation centres were not always appropriately equipped for people with disability. Michelle Villeneuve is an Associate Professor at the University of Sydney's Centre for Disability Research and Policy. She says the bushfires and coronavirus pandemic have highlighted gaps in the system.
We certainly have learned from this more recent experience of the bushfires, as well as COVID on top, how difficult that has been for people with disability and accessing accurate, trusted information in formats that they can understand. Different people need different forms of communication, and they need information in different ways.
She says people with disability have specific needs in emergencies and therefore need to be more heavily involved in decision making when it comes to planning.
People with disability just haven't been at the table and part of the conversation. And I think our emergency services, when they have really begun to understand what the level of detail that people with disability need in their planning process, they're able to respond much more effectively.
Vision Australia's Chris Edwards agrees it's important that any new information mechanism is built from consultation with people with disability and their advocacy groups.
We would, you know, call upon government to implement a hotline, but at the same time work, you know, with people with disability and disability groups to actually ensure that the hotline is going to meet people's information needs and supports.
State and territory governments are responsible for emergency information communication within their jurisdictions, though the federal government's Department of Home Affairs works with them. A Home Affairs spokesperson said the department was currently reviewing emerging phone technologies that could potentially be used to better the experiences of people with disability in emergencies. The responsible agencies in New South Wales and Victoria said that work was being done there to improve the experiences of people with disability. Western Australia said it already has a 24/7 emergency hotline available, though not specific to people with disability, and South Australia said its existing hotlines are designed to be inclusive. People who are deaf, hard of hearing, or have a speech impediment can also use the National Relay Service during times of emergency. Tasmania, Queensland, and the ACT didn't respond to request for comment by deadline. The jurisdictions that did respond said that they would engage with the disability community on any reforms. Evan Young, SBS News.